Bud Light trying to regain market dominance amid transgender controversy. Beer is for everyone. By Amy Furr on June 16, 2023. The Anheuser-Busch US CEO has promised to protect the jobs of workers amid the transgender controversy plaguing Bud Light. Brandon Whitworth's statement on the matter is viewed as an effort to claw back market share, Axios reported Friday. The outlet said he plans to road trip across America over the next few months to hear from consumers. The news coming as Bud Light received heavy criticism for partnering with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. In his statement, Whitworth said the conversation regarding the company and Bud Light was no longer about the beverage, adding, "We are a beer company, and beer is for everyone." He said the steps to come will be investing to protect the jobs of our frontline employees and noted the company is providing financial assistance to their independent wholesalers to help them support their employees. Modelo Especial has since taken the lead and was the best-selling beer in America in May, according to reports. Modelo accounted for 8.4% of beer sales in United States retail stores during the 4 weeks ending on June 3, surpassing Bud Light, which stood at 7.3%. According to a Nielsen data analysis conducted by consulting firm Bump Williams, The Wall Street Journal reported. Bud Light's sales have plummeted since April, when transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney posted an Instagram image featuring a Bud Light can with his face on it gifted by the brand. This post triggered widespread backlash, leading to the resignation of Bud Light's vice president of marketing Alyssa Heinerscheidt. Meanwhile, Bud Light is reportedly going to sponsor an all-ages drag party despite its struggles regarding the transgender issue, Breitbart News reported June 8. The Pride event will reportedly take place in Flagstaff, Arizona, and include drag queens along with additional LGBTQ-themed performances. The event, scheduled for Saturday, reportedly lists Bud Light as a corporate sponsor. In May, Bud Light announced a $200,000 donation to the National LGBT Chamber of Commerce, NGLCC, Breitbart News reported. Despite Bud Light sales plummeting and parent company Anheuser-Busch's market value dropping, Bud Light will support the NGLCC's Communities of Color initiative, the outlet said. The $200,000 donation adds to the more than $13 million Anheuser-Busch has donated to support LGBTQ+ causes over the past two decades, the report noted.